This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with hosts Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm going to make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And we are here with your non-scale wins and your dear DSTs. And it is Thursday and it is a great day, I hope, because we're pre-recording this.
Right. Let's hope nothing bad happened on Thursday. And if it does, before this comes out or even after, just know that we did not record it after the bad thing happened.
But it is Thursday. Yeah. And we're feeling it. So now it's time for the non-scale wins of the week presented by Nivea Nourishing Body Wash. Nivea believes that when you have beautifully nourished skin that feels amazingly soft and looks healthy, you'll be able to make the most out of your day and live your best life, which I totally agree with. When my skin feels just like really good, I just feel good. All right. So let's read the listener non-scale win. Sammy, you want to do this one?
Okay. Dear Betches, aka my podcast besties, I'm still flirting with the idea of intuitive eating, but I haven't 100% committed. However, to my two favorite podcast gals, I had to email you immediately. Today, I woke up feeling blah. My 11-month-old needed me by 6:30 in the morning after a long teething night, and I looked at a slice of cold pizza in the fridge and decided that, yes, I deserved it, even though I've been trying to lose the baby weight for almost a year now. I reminded myself that I had been up multiple times during the night, and one slice of cold, delicious pizza while I make her a bottle and prepare her breakfast wouldn't kill me, and it gave me a peace of mind. So my non-scale win is being okay with eating cold pizza before I even have my coffee and not regretting a single bite. Every podcast, I feel a little more okay with my post-baby body because of you guys. Thanks with love, sleepy-eyed, cold pizza eating bitch. Love that. I love that. I think that that is like such a great win. And, you know, be proud of yourself that you are the one who is awake at 6:30 every morning or earlier, caring for a human that needs you literally to rely on. So a little slice of pizza, it just kind of shows you how ridiculous diet culture is, that it has infiltrated our minds. Wait, no pun intended.
Yeah.
I think that it is definitely, that's amazing that you, that is what you're winning.
And it won't make a difference. You're not saying you're doing this pizza eating as a habit every single day. So it's a one thing. And, you know, I saw that, I saw Blake Lively posted, or maybe this was like a quote from her that was old that E! News posted, but it was like her kind of regretting that she worked so intensely hard to get her like baby, her pre-baby body back. Mm-hmm. She said she wished she had the confidence to sort of go out and just be brave with her like, and show women like that this is a realistic body rather than an unrealistic body that took her a lot of hard work to get.
Right.
And I think that that's where like a lot of this is coming from, is that pressure to try to get that back, whatever it is. And I'm sort of feeling that pressure already, even though I haven't even had my baby and I'm almost in my third trimester, but I'm not yet there. And it's so real. It's so real. And like thinking about like, what am I going to do? Like, am I going to go on a diet? Like, how am I going to go about it? So yeah, I'm there with you, and you definitely deserve that cold pizza. Sometimes, who said coffee needs to be the first thing you eat?
Drink. You know, the memes.
The memes.
The memes said it. So
sleepy-eyed, cold pizza eating batch. Go you.
Good for her. Yeah, like the idea that like we should spend the day like fretting over the fact that we had like pizza or whatever, something that's not classically, you know, the most healthy decision. It's okay. You're okay.
It's okay. And if you hadn't had it and you'd been like putting this pizza on the pedestal.
Yes.
Hey, shout out to that fun thing that we used to say. If you're not putting if you hadn't been putting this pizza on this pedestal, or if you had been and you didn't eat it, maybe you would have binged in another way. And it would have had been worse, like worse emotionally later. So yeah, I love that it's a win.
Aileen, do you have an on-scale win?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a win, but it's more of like a tool that I guess it's a win. It's a way to cope with stress. I felt like, I talked about this on Moms, but I felt very overwhelmed. In general, there's a lot of things that are just changing, and for the better, obviously. I'm very happy about these changes. Like I'm moving out of my apartment for good. Like I'm moving into the suburbs, which is fucking scary. Like a huge life change.
Yeah.
And like that is scary. I also have to work pack while I have literally the busiest week that I've had. So I have to pack that same exact week. And then I'm moving to my in-laws temporarily we like figure out like closing on our house. And then on top of that, once we move into our house, I have to then start planning to have this baby, which will be coming in like 1 month and a half right after. And it's just so many things on top of, you know, work. So I felt like this, I felt feeling of, you know, everything is happening at once and I feel very overwhelmed. And so I stress, a tool that I made to cope with my stress instead of, you know, like emotionally eating through it or whatever is,
right,
that I decided to sort of make a list, and I shared it with Rusty, like even though he didn't ask, I shared a list of my like how we're going to do it. And I'm like, one thing at a time. We're first focusing on moving, and then we're going to, part one is moving. Part two has three parts. Part two A, part two B, part two C. Like I literally mapped out like a plan, an action plan for my how to get through like the actions that I am sort of worried about. And that helped me sort of do the things I had been procrastinating, like ordering a bunch of, like I needed boxes and I was stressed about, I don't have any of the boxes, but like that's because I was kind of, you know, when you get in your own way.
Yes. Yes.
So it was, so I made my plan and I feel so much more calm because, you know, every time I'm like overwhelmed thinking about, I didn't get the stroller for the baby, I know, okay, that is part three. We're not there yet. We're still on one. Right. So like we're okay. And we're still sticking to the timeline. So that's how I kind of dealt with it. And it feels good because it's a win. It's a win because it's manageable now. You know, I'm not giving in to the stress.
Right.
And yeah, it feels
like
good.
Like when that's good that you're not making yourself crazier, because it is very easy to make yourself crazy. Right. Totally. I know that feeling where you're just like running through the steps in your head, like over and over and over again, like almost upset, like in an OCD-esque manner.
Yeah.
And I'm not just using that term lightly. My therapist has said, my anxiety presents as OCD. All right, whatever. That's great though. You are like, you got your life, you know,
it was hard.
In order.
Well, no, it's just like that feeling of just being so overwhelmed and like this hopelessness feeling of like, I don't know how I'm going to do any of this. And then on top of like, I'm just pregnant and I'm just like not feeling good right now. And it's just like all of it just felt like too much. And I was like, okay, so what can I control?
Right.
And that is just how I just made my step-by-step plan. And I highly recommend this tool to anyone who feels that way or has a lot going on in this short period of time. And by no means am I complaining. I'm so grateful for all the things that are happening. It's just sometimes it feels like too much and gotta get through it.
Did you like write this down anywhere? Like, do you have a method, or is it just like, you know, what, how did you, like,
well, I texted it to Rusty. Okay. Like, I hardcore texted, like, you know, I use my laptop.
Yes.
And, he was like, great. And he's like, I'm glad you're feeling better. And I'm like, yes. And also, you know, he has anxiety too. So we helped each other, but yeah, it's, the method is really just about focus. It's not really like things I need to do. It's just steps. It's like phases of focus.
Right.
We are currently just focusing on the moving part that is stressful enough as it is. Once I get, you know, the day after the move is when phase two starts. 2A,
right?
2A, B, and C all are intertwined and they can happen simultaneously, but we will deal with them because we have now put them into groups.
Great.
And then part C can only happen, which is baby, like it's part like three. Actual nesting. Part three, excuse me, is nesting. And it's like the preparation for the child. And that can only happen once I have moved into my house.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. It does.
Yes.
It all makes a lot of sense.
We're in stages. We're still in one. I'll let you know how it goes.
Well, you'll let us know when you're moving into part 2A.
Yeah. I will. Do you have a win, Sammy?
I don't remember if I said this as a win, but okay. So we're pre-recording this before it's going to happen, but I have officially scheduled like a consultation for my egg freezing / embryo freezing.
Oh, shit.
And the first consultation is happening tomorrow. It will have already happened for the listeners, but for this recording, it is tomorrow. We are doing a Zoom with Avi and the doctor.
Okay.
And then depending on like how that conversation is, I'll probably go in for like a scan or some shit. So that is like,
you have to know the info. You won't know. You don't know what the next step is until you have your consultation.
Well, she knows. She knows. The she scan, said like, so
you put on your calendar, the scan or some shit.
No, she said it's a scan. It's a scan.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, a scan or some shit. Cause like, you don't, it could surprise me. You don't know.
Well, don't they have to, first of all, that's exciting. Congratulations. Cause that's a daunting thing to do. Like even schedule. I'm sure. Isn't it to find out like your like status of fertility?
That's what I believe the scan is. But I've been like reading a lot more things that have made me feel less worried about like the research about like the ages of eggs. And I do feel like, okay, it's not as much of a big deal as like I thought. I'll be fine. Many women have done this, have done like egg freezing, and I feel like I could do it. Like we're going to do it. We're just going to make it through the scan.
And you have no expectations.
No.
You're just, yeah.
And I'm not doing it right away. It's not like we're going to like start injections like right after the scan. Like I plan to save that for the fall, hopefully. Okay. But I'm proud of myself that like I didn't just like leave it like wallowing in my head and I actually like put it into action because I just feel like I'm taking charge of something that was giving me anxiety.
We have the same theme. This is the same theme.
Yes. Taking charge.
Just doing of one things step. That feel a lot.
Yeah. Just doing like one step, I think helped. Like just doing the conversation on the phone with the doctor and scheduling the Zoom and then knowing that like, okay, we'll have the Zoom and then I will go for a scan and then we'll see, you know. Mm-hmm.
Totally. You know what? Sometimes I like, if anybody else is feeling this, is like sometimes it hurts to put something big on your to-do list, something that requires like 7,000 steps.
Yes.
So the best thing is like to just look at it and be like, I'm never going to do this until I like scale it down to what is the first step?
Right.
Email a person or just, you know, contact, you know, the smallest thing, because you end up just having a billion things in your like, it becomes a wish list, not a to-do list.
Right. It literally is. Once you do the first step and like where you basically like just send the email, schedule the person, make a plan, you will, I think, feel a lot better.
And like, it just feels better to be organized, a little bit more organized, or just you started. Yeah, I agree.
So that is it for today's non-scale wins. You know how else I am winning this week? I'm using Nivea Nourishing Body Wash. Seriously, my skin is so soft, even after just one shower. And I've honestly gotten some comments about it, mostly from Avi, because he's the one who sees my skin the most. But it makes me feel good around. And of course, I'll take the compliments. And you can try Nivea Nourishing Body Wash for yourself by visiting Amazon or your local drugstore.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
All right, so should we get into our Dear DST for the week?
We should, definitely.
We should. Do you want me to read this one?
You should read this
I'll give you a break, Matilda.
Give me a reading break.
we're not in your nook right now. So I'll give you a break.
You know what's funny is like we talk all day, but my tongue muscle never gets tired.
Huh.
Yeah.
You know what? That's true. It's like such a high thought.
You know,
the tongue is the strongest muscle of the body.
Right. Like if I go for a walk, my shins are hurting if I haven't gone for a walk in a few days and my tongue never gets a break.
You talk too much or something, your jaw could hurt, but never your tongue.
Yeah. It's a very strong muscle.
Huh.
Yeah.
That is such a high thought though.
Well,
all right.
Well, you get those thoughts sober.
All right. Dear DST. Hey, Sammy and Aileen, longtime fan of the podcast. It's the best. Here's the scoop. My company is phasing us back into the office after a year of remote working. I work in a small team of about 15 people, and we all sit in a bullpen, quote unquote. There's always community food around, yes, even with COVID. My coworkers have zero filter, and most of them go out to lunch each day. Prior to lunch, there are always conversations about where to go, what to eat, etc. I overhear, quote, oh, I'm going to be good this week, or I'm on this new Noom plan. It's amazing. Or I've never lost 5 pounds faster. You know, almonds are actually really unhealthy for you. And all of this other diet talk you hear often. It's betchy, catty, and emotionally catty. Catty Heron. Yeah. Wait, she spelled it like catty C instead of C-A-T-T-Y. She spelled it like Catty Heron. Oh my God. That is
the most. Oh, catty. Like
catty, like catty, like catty from Mean Girls. That's so funny. Okay. It's betchy, catty, and emotionally taxing. Not to mention just unnecessary. It feels like everyone is in your business at all times. This is my first job out of college, and I suffered an eating disorder for 6 years of my life. I've done a lot of work to be recovered. I didn't realize how much remote working took all of that office noise away. I feel like I've been thrown back into it and I'm trying my best to renavigate it. Internally, I just want to put them in their place and tell them that these comments could be triggering. It gets better. But my boss has specifically called me out and told me that I don't participate in the conversation enough around the office. She's made comments on what I eat / don't eat and my stature. I'm stuck between telling them all nicely to shut the fuck up, sharing what I've learned in recovery in hopes they maybe cut back on the diet talk, or continuing to block out these comments and internally filter them. It hasn't even been a month and I realize how much it's affecting me mentally. So any advice is appreciated. XO, confused and exhausted corporate Batch. Okay. She has a PS. Aside from the emotional toll I felt from being 100% remote work to, I didn't realize how little I missed the office commissary.
Like what? being like with your coworkers and complaining to each other.
She didn't miss it.
Right. So she probably thought that like was draining is my guess. And she didn't miss it.
Got it. Okay. So what do you think?
I kind of feel like maybe this isn't the best environment for you and you should maybe seek a different job. And well,
don't they have HR though?
They have HR, but like this doesn't seem like something that HR can like fix, because it just seems like, because it's not just the coworker saying it, it's the boss about commenting on her eating, commenting on like whether she talks enough.
But I mean, if there is an HR, the point of HR is to speak to the boss.
Right. No, I know the point of HR is to speak to the boss, but this is so much more than just the boss. Like it's the people who she's around. It's the fact that everybody sits around each other, like without dividers. It's the culture of people going out to eat together and, you know, they're all sort of dieting. It's a catty heron environment.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe it's just like not a good culture. And because you are talking about a real recovery, not just like, you know, this is a formal recovery we're talking about, not like, you know, I've been to casual therapy and like, I'm trying to work this out. Like it might just be like really a bad mix for this girl. The specifics of it.
Right. I mean, yes. However, you can't expect that every place you go is going to be any different or better. So
yeah,
in the meantime, I would, and it's not that easy to just to find another job.
No, no.
So of course, I would I would consider speaking to the HR or the boss and just like ask her to hear you out about where you're coming from. Like, I've gotten all this feedback from you about not speaking up, and I totally appreciate that. I acknowledge that I don't, but here's why I don't feel comfortable speaking up, and just shared it with her that like you have this past, and something, a recovery is not something that just goes away. And for me, it's really difficult to participate in these conversations. And sometimes I find it a little inappropriate, and then just kind of see what she says. If somebody came to me about that, I would immediately like empathize with them, but who knows, this totally. Boss may not be mature. You know, you never know what kind of company this is. So you could start. I would start there. It's going to be really uncomfortable. But that's, to me, the only, I wouldn't make it like an aggressive, shut the fuck up nicely. I would just share it. Say like, I acknowledge your feedback 100%, but here's a little bit about me and why this is happening. And then maybe also come with suggestions for how you can work better in this environment. Like, oh, so maybe I can, I don't know what it would be. Obviously it's very specific to the work. I don't know what kind of job this is, but like, just maybe there's something that we can do to not make the food eating talk like 24, the diet talk 24/7, because you never know who else is struggling like this. Maybe it's not just me.
Well, I wonder, okay, two things. Well, one thing is about the boss. Even if the boss is like perfectly mature, they just might not get it, because this isn't the same as like, and I think this, what my second point is that this might change, is that like, you know how there are certain things that it's just like taboo to talk about in an office. Like when you have like sexual harassment training, like certain comments that people may not have realized were not okay to be making at the office, you become aware that like those types of comments are not okay. I kind of predict that in the future, this might fall into that category. Like very, like, I don't think that's going to happen this year or next year, but I do think that people will in office environments become more aware of commenting on people's weight loss, or like even in a complimentary way, that talking around food and dieting, especially when there's like food up for offering in the office. Like, I have a feeling like that there will become a time when commenting on that becomes just like commentary that you stay away from, because of how many people you could indirectly be triggering, like even people who don't necessarily aren't in formal recovery, but you know, people like who we were two years ago.
Yeah. I think there's definitely going to be some like more just sensitivity around it.
Yeah.
Like you just, it's not so like free and open to talk about like what you're not eating this week.
Right. Or like throwing around the calories in something.
Maybe like there's going to be a time when like you should ask someone first if they feel comfortable talking about it, and then talk about it with them, because it's still, you are never going to be like, oh, everybody's going to be 100% just can't talk about anything, you know? Right. Like there's still way, like in an office culture, like not everyone's always going to have things to get along about or find in common. So oftentimes like these are the things that people talk about, because it's been universal for
a
while.
It's food.
And always it's like, oh, I've been bad, I've been good, this is my diet, this is what I'm eating, what do you want to eat? Like, it's right. Like that's just like a great default chat.
It is. It's like the weather.
But at one point, like, do we say that everything is just fucking triggering? Like, there's going to be then,
right?
You know, well, I think there's got to be like a middle ground.
Right. I mean,
like asking if someone's comfortable or something.
Here's the thing. Everything can be triggering. That is the idea behind trauma and triggers, that
totally
it's triggering to you, but maybe not to everybody. But I could see like talk about diets specifically being one of those things that like, or like don't comment on anyone's body becoming like the very, very much the standard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%. I think the body thing is like number one, like it's already, that's already a thing.
Right. But I don't think you'd get in trouble for like saying you look like you lost weight or something.
Right. I agree.
But in the future, I don't know if you get in trouble for it, but it just might be like, just avoid that.
But I can see why that would be like really frustrating for me. Like if I'm around somebody who I know talks about diets all the time, and like, but I don't see them every single day. Right. So I can deal with it because I only see them not that much. But if it's every single day, I think that I would probably lose my fucking shit. I would be like, to a specific person, I'd be like, I totally hear you. Like, you know, everything you're doing is awesome, but I went through something with my eating and I just don't feel that comfortable talking about it. Like there, I would have like a full, like I would have to, I need to address this right now because, but
you're also around them for meals.
I can see where it's a lot, like, because it's a lot of people. It's everyone. That's a whole nother ball game. But you never know. Like maybe in these 15 people, I doubt everybody's always participating. It's probably just the few loudest ones. So there could be somebody else who's on the same page as you, and you never know, because you're quietly sort of dealing with it. Right. But anyway, good luck. Good luck. Maybe talk to HR if that's an option. If not, talk to the boss if you feel comfortable. And I wish you the best of luck.
Corporate batch.
Corporate. Confused and exhausted corporate batch.
Yes.
Caddy.
Yeah.
I love that. She literally spelled it like Caddy Harrod. I can't. I'm dying. Yeah. Anyway, guys, email us your dear DSTs at DST@betches.com. I'll repeat it again. That is DST@betches.com. Email us your non-scale wins as well. We love the non-scale wins section. I feel like it's like therapy doing the non-scale wins.
It is. It sucks when I can't think of what I was going to say from earlier in the week.
Like
though.
One just comes.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wow, that was a really good one.
Yeah.
But that's part of the whole thing is like, not everything always feels like a win, but twisting some moment that you wouldn't have normally thought as like positive and maybe using that as a positive thing for your week. So it's a form of therapy. So here we are. You're unlicensed therapist.
Right.
And follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow, at Sammy, at Aileen. Rate, review, subscribe. Tell a friend about these episodes. They're short, they're quick. As Jared says, they're shareable. So share the shit out of them. And we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to DST@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.